I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
By the way, I did make it to Costco yesterday. They were asking me during the break. We'll talk about that at some point. Very enjoyable experience. But I want to get to the text here, Omar. And I just, again, the problem is people hear what they want to hear. It's very selective hearing sometimes. And texter says, Hollywood for you, take the previous example and apply it to Jimmy Butler because he did the same crap everywhere. He is gone. But you blame the team, not Jimmy Butler. Stupid. And then he has to add stupid at the end there. I have said on multiple occasions that both parties are to blame for the Jimmy Butler situation. There's not even a take or an argument to have on this thing. It was played poorly by both sides, right? Jimmy, the Heat handled poorly.
Heat
should have made their decision on Jimmy Butler prior to the season starting, right? They should have had the vision to know that, like, if we don't give this guy his money, this is going to be a disaster. Now, with that being said, too, Jimmy, you're here under contract, man. Like, the Heat allow you a lot of freedom to do whatever it is you want to do. You want to go on the road and stay with your buddies? They seem to allow him to do whatever it is that he wanted. Jimmy Butler, as a professional, making the amount of money he was making, should have handled it like a professional, which he did not. Right? The whole dogging it during games and all that, absolutely, yeah, positively unacceptable.
That's because he was trying to force his way out.
Yeah.
But again, he gets blamed for it too.
It was a messy situation.
You didn't want to extend his contract. Okay, I'm gonna make it messy.
But look, this is about having vision. And we always talk about the Dolphins don't have any vision. They don't see what's going to happen in the future. They don't, you know, for some reason. And Florio talked about this too. Mike Florio will join us tomorrow on the show. But he talked about this too, Omar. And he goes, this is not usual. Like, this is not what happens with functioning teams when you're in the last week of June and you know, bleeding into July with these sorts of issues, right? You're trying to trade your star player. You could make the case that Jonnu Smith was your best player on offense last year. Now, I know you wouldn't, in a perfect world, wouldn't be this year, certainly, but you could definitely make that case, right?
But it's not normal
to have a situation where the guy's asking for more money this late in the year and you're not willing to pay him.
No, it is normal. This is part of the NFL. This is the business cycle before. You don't think Zach Seeler's asking for more money?
I know he's asking for more money. And we got training camp in, what, a month? Month and a half?
No, actually 2 weeks. Training camp's in 2 weeks, but brother. In fact, rookies might report in a week. Rookies report probably a week from now.
Are we that close to it?
Yes,
my days are all screwed up. I'm going to ACC kickoff, by the way, in less than 2 weeks. So I know that college football's starting soon, but
yes, we are so close to football. We are probably 12 days away.
Well, your summer's
from that
about
Christina
to end.
I know. Yeah,
that stings.
But I'm here with you.
I know, and I'm happy that you are, Omar, because we're gonna try to make sense of this whole thing.
Let's just take the trade in a vacuum. I don't think you could have possibly done better in that trade.
No, I don't think so either.
Taking off the table, though,
the fact that, like, yes, the whole thing was mishandled from the beginning.
And then you were in a bad situation
that you had to get out of. But that doesn't matter, right? Because you were in the situation regardless. It doesn't matter. Like, there's no reason to go backwards. So, yes, they did do the best job possible they could. They actually got a really good player back.
And then they subsequently the next day signed a very good tight end, probably somebody comparable to Jonnu Smith. He's achieved more than Jonnu Smith.
Oh, stop.
Oh, he did. He has.
Are you kidding me?
I'm sorry. One Pro Bowler in, one Pro Bowler out.
When was he a Pro Bowler, Omar?
He was a Pro Bowler in 2015, I believe. It was 5 years ago.
Well, that would be 2020.
Sorry, 2020.
I know it's early, but we're in 2025 now. But Omar,
this is a tight end. That
5 years in the NFL, is like, you know what that's like. That's dog Absolutely. Years, man. Come yes. on now. That's a long, long, long time ago, 5 years
okay,
in the NFL.
And what did Jonnu Smith do before last season with Miami?
Omar, the guy didn't play last year. So before you say that we like went one in, one out, the guy didn't play because he didn't want to play anymore.
Very comparable player, in my opinion. And I'm going to wait until I see him on the field.
I will be shocked if he has anywhere. First of all, I will be relatively surprised if he even takes the field for the Dolphins.
That's fair.
This has Odell Beckham written all over it to me.
It's fair.
Right? There is a realistic chance that this guy... So, look, I know that he kept in shape. I saw the pictures of him doing CrossFit or whatever, and I get it. I know that
he walked away because he lost his passion for the sport.
Yeah.
And he was getting a divorce.
I got you on that. I got
not
you.
Not happy, and he was depressed.
But football shape is a lot different. Joe talked about this, too. Football shape's a lot different than, you know,
CrossFit
shape or whatever it was that he was doing. There's a chance he gets out there at training camp and he finds out, I still don't have my passion for this game.
That is very true. That's very true. But if you think about it, what's the risk for Miami? Is there a risk?
There's no risk. But you did lose a very key piece to your offense in Jonnu Smith, and I think that it's almost unfair to compare him, compare Darren Waller to him.
Why?
Because Darren Waller hasn't played in the league in a year.
And Darren Waller's achieved more in his career than Jonnu Smith has.
I mean, a lot of guys have, Omar. But you could sign Gronk, too, if you wanted. I'm sure he's running around out in Miami somewhere. Like, there's a lot of guys that have accomplished more that you could just, add to your roster. But I don't even know that Darren Waller name. That just kind of came out of left field. That was a bizarre signing. I don't know what I didn't even talk to you since. What did you think of the signing just in general?
It's based on relationships, man. Frank, he had a great relationship with Frank Smith going back to their days together with the Raiders. And Frank Smith is the position coach that helped his career take off. He helped him get his life straightened out. And he said on a conversation with Gruden, only two people in the NFL I'd come back and play for. That's you and Frank Smith. Mm-hmm. And I think he wasn't happy with the Giants. He talked about the environment being challenging, and it not necessarily the football environment, but the isolation, just to the point where everything was going wrong in his life. And he saw himself going back to old habits. When you're a recovering addict, that's never a good place. So he walked away from the game. I have ton of respect for him. The question is, can he get his love back for the sport? Can he get his love back for his teammate? Can he get his life back on track? And I don't have a doubt that he can. Now the question is, will those old vices stay away from him in Miami?
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm rooting for him. Everyone loves a comeback story, right? And it would be a great story, but I guess the signing just kind of surprised me because we started talking about all these names, and then they're like, by the way, this guy hasn't played.
Let me ask you this question. I wanted Michael Mayer, a tight end who's also has issues with the Raiders.
Yeah, I wouldn't do a lot for me either. No.
What would you rather do, Darren Waller or Michael Myers?
Michael Myers.
Michael Myers.
I don't. It doesn't. Honestly, Michael Mayer, Michael Myers, Darren Waller. It doesn't matter at this point, Omar. Anyone that can take the field. We need warm bodies. At these positions, it seems like at this point.
And truth be told, this coaching staff has a very high opinion of Julian Hill. I know every fan is probably like, but they do. And Tanner Connor has always been a very productive practice player. Their practices where he's outshined Jonnu Smith. The question is, it's never translated to the field for him. So I'm glad those two young players are going to get opportunity. And then you've got Darren Waller here, who is an accomplished, and when he left the game, he was a top five tight end in the game.
Someone just sent in Freddy Krueger. I think that's Michael Myers who you were talking about, or Michael Myers. I haven't seen those movies, but anyway, a couple of texts here.
Scary movies? Is that what's going on? You don't watch scary movies?
I'm actually not a big fan of scary movies, to be quite honest.
Neither am I, so I'm not going to punk you.
Yeah, I'm not. Like, I used to have, like, bad nightmares from some of those movies. The ones that really stuck with me, that bothered me. And we had some scary ones in our day, man. The movies now are just like, they're like kind of off the wall. Like, we had genuinely scary movies, like the Scream movies. You ever see the Scream movies with that?
Yes, I've seen the
terrible mask. Like, the problem with those movies is, like, they're very, like, that could have happened to you. Like, it's very realistic that, like, the guy with the Scream mask would have been standing in your kitchen one day with the knife and, like, just hack you up, right? And the other ones that scared me, remember the guy with the hook, the fisherman, the guy that they killed, the hit and run? What was that movie called? I Know What You Did Last Summer.
Oh, my gosh.
Remember the guy, like the guy's in the fishing suit and he's got the big ice pick?
Nightmare on Elm Street.
No, man, that's whatever. Those movies were genuinely scary because, like, all right, like I could see a world where I walk outside and the guy with the ice pick is there.
You just didn't want it relatable to you.
No, those movies were scary. I will tell you, now the name is escaping me. It's Jordan Peele.
Oh, yeah. Jordan Peele's movies.
Right.
What about him?
He's the one that makes the scary movies, right?
He
has a movie that has something to do with football. So I took my son to see the F1 movie. I don't know where you stand on this. Like I said this the other day. I don't know if I'm either a cool dad or a really stupid dad, because I took him. I will occasionally take him to see if there's a movie he really wants to see. And he loves F1. So I took him to see the F1 movie. And it wasn't like horrible, right? There's a few cuss words and there's, you know, some crashes and
whatever.
It's not like anything crazy, but the previews that they showed. So they got the next movie with Dan, you could probably help me with this. What's the guy from Better Call Saul? What's that guy's name? You know what I'm talking about? Better Call Saul. What's the guy's name?
Actor or
yeah, the actor
was.
Bob. Is it Bob something?
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, the guy from Better Call Saul. He's in a second installment of this movie where he essentially goes around killing everyone. It's like John Wick, but like he's just like a regular guy. Like, he's John Wick in these movies though, and he goes around killing everyone. So they have the preview of that, right? And the guy's just killing everyone. Anyway, they have a preview of what looks to be a football movie, but it's a Jordan Peele movie, and the preview was horrifying.
Is a horror football movie?
You gotta watch the trailer for this movie. I promise you, it's creepy, dude. To the point where like I actually covered my kid's eyes. I was like, please do not. Like, you can't watch this. This is just horrible. When we get to the break here, watch the trailer for this thing. It's genuinely frightening. Like, I was kind of like, wow, this is bad. And he has. By the way, his movies, was it Get Out, right? Was the that movie is that actually is a scary movie. Like, yes. That guy's good, man. He makes really good scary movies. But anyway, back to what we were talking about, Omar. We've done this all week, by the way. We just kind of get off the rails for a second and try to move closer. But back to what we're doing. Texas says here, correction, Michael Myers played the Slash in the Halloween series. I know that. Isn't that what we said? But let's see here. Has anyone heard from Minka since the trade? Is he even happy to be back? No, he is not. I Know What You Did Last Summer. Yes, the name of those movies. This guy says, I'm going to lean towards Stupid Dad. Well, you know, whatever. We all make our mistakes, right?
The movie is called Him.
The new Jordan Peele movie?
It's a sports horror film. I'm like, okay.
Sports horror. Yeah, you got to watch the trailer to that thing. If you're out there, you haven't seen that thing. And I don't go to the movies. I don't go to the movie theater. I may never go back to the movie theater after not being able to get that popcorn bucket that was supposed to go on sale that morning. Apparently, AMC has these like collectible popcorn buckets now. And as with anything that has a limited supply, it becomes an item for scalpers. So I showed up, Omar, you weren't here for this yesterday. I showed up for the movie to get this stupid F1 popcorn helmet bucket for $35, and only to go up to the counter. This was the first showing of the movie, by the way. Only to get to the counter and to say, oh, no, we sold all these out yesterday. Even though it said, like, very clearly in their email, oh, well, these go on sale on this day. They sold them all. The guy should have just told me, oh, go on eBay, bro. That's where they all are. And they are, by the way. They are all on eBay if you're looking to get one. All right, we got to take a pause here, Omar. We'll get back to this Dolphin stuff here. Bob Odenkirk is the guy's name. That's right. Bob Odenkirk from Better Call Saul. The movie's called Nobody. I saw the first one, but there's a second one coming out. There was no text says I'm afraid of watching scary Dolphins games. There you go.
Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
But I did make it to Costco yesterday. That was the big thing. Actually, guys were asking me, like, "Oh, did you finally make it?" So yeah, I did. We got the hot dog when we got in.
Oh,
started walking around the store, and yeah,
the deals are great.
They have a lot of cool stuff there. I don't know if the deal. Here's the thing. I don't know if the deals are great. We loaded up the cart, and we go to checkout or whatever. First of all, they start taking the stuff out of the cart. They scan it. And then they put it back in the cart, and I was like, do you guys use bags here? And they don't. I didn't know that. They don't use bags at Costco. They were like, there's a big mountain of boxes over there. If you'd like to use those,
yeah,
you can have them.
They have carcasses of boxes out
yeah.
there.
Yeah, just had huge boxes. I guess the reason they don't use bags is because they would have to use enormous bags, because like I bought like this 10-pound bag of chicken nuggets for the kids, and like, you know, everything's just enormous there. But I don't know how I feel like we didn't get a ton of stuff, and it was $500.
That is the Costco way.
It was my first time, Omar, and I don't want to say it's been my last time, but like we'll see how long the stuff that I bought lasts. But yeah, it was very expensive.
Yeah, I mean, you go there for when you have a home, because you never had Costco storage kind of space.
No, I did not.
I mean,
I have two. I have two fridges.
Oh, you have two fridges. Okay, yeah.
They left them behind.
Yeah, I mean, hey.
It's unbelievable. I've seen people have houses, like growing up, I always saw people, they had an extra fridge in the garage or whatever. My family never had an extra, we weren't an extra fridge family. But I've always seen that. I always thought that was a cool thing because, yeah, I always like to, you know, I like to stock up if stuff is on sale and such. But yeah, man,
you like to take advantage of those buy one get one frees.
I'm a big BOGO guy, big Publix BOGO guy.
Absolutely, you got to be.
I don't know, man. We ended up spending a lot of money, and I don't know if we got that much stuff, but we'll see. We'll see how it lasts. But
you can't do it all the time, and the key to Costco's is and BJ's is don't spend on things that you don't need. Just the essentials: the toilet papers, the paper towels, the dishwashing liquid, you know, buy the one that weighs about 10 pounds. and ultimately, it'll be a savings in the long run. But you just try not to go to Costco's. Also, take advantage of the chicken, because, you know, a chicken for cooked chicken for $5, that's pretty good. Make sure you buy the gas, and you'll be good. And walk out with a pizza.
They had gift cards there, though, that they were discounting. They had like all these different restaurants. I even saw Boat Campers up there. They had like all these different restaurants where you can get like a gift card. It was like $70, $75 for 100 or something. So they had discounted gift cards.
Okay.
Which I thought was kind of cool. I did not end up buying any of those, but
I've never looked into those gift cards. Yeah.
It was interesting. This guy says, let's see here, Sam's Club, you download the app, you scan everything on your phone if you walk right out of the store. I'm not sure exactly what that means. I'm sorry. Probably shouldn't have read that one. Let's get back to the Dolphin stuff, though, Omar. Not that it matters. Someone said enormous, the price is better. I don't know. I have no idea. I guess you'd have to start checking the ounce. They do have, like, it says how much each ounce costs of the stuff that you're buying. But
you're definitely walking away with a savings, because the question is, can you store it all?
Yeah, that. Well, we can now. We can now. We have the opportunity to do that now. This guy says,
store your 10-pound bag of chicken nuggets.
609. This is very nice. Country Club only. You would not know the concept of buying bulk at wholesale stores. I did not know. I'm also not a member of any Country Club at the moment. But yes, I did not know the concept of buying bulk, because I did not have anywhere to store these items in bulk. Now I do, and we'll see if I eat it all, Omar. We'll see. We'll see how we work our way through all these interesting items that I purchased yesterday. All right, here we go, Omar. You ready to get into some of this Dolphin stuff?
Oh, of course, always.
Although I think this is kind of, like I says, the original Exorcist bothers me to this day.
Yeah, I can't. I'm not even. I was harassing you, but I can't do scary movies.
Instead, it's Marlon Wayans and not Jordan Peele. No, that movie's Jordan Peele, isn't it?
There's him. Him is Jordan Peele.
Yeah, that's the new. It's called him, right? That's the new one. The football one. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's what I thought. I mean, I thought it said that. His movies are like really good. They're like smart, scary movies. They're very well made. I think he won an Oscar for the for Get Out, didn't he? I think he won an Oscar for that movie. That was really good. Guy says garage fridge is for select leftovers, but mainly beer and ice. There you go.
My parents use it for meats.
Yeah.
Yeah. When you find your meat on sale, you know, you got to buy it and freeze it.
I'll look into that. Let's see. Texas says, I'm soured on players of a multi-year contract, do well in 1 year, want a new contract immediately without showing they can do it consistently over the full length of the contract. That comes from Tony in Hollywood. That's a problem in the NFL. That is a big, big NFL problem, Omar. Guy, you know, outperforms what he thinks he's getting paid, and he sees other people getting paid, and he goes, well, I should get paid again, too. And we do see that a lot in the NFL.
I mean,
no question.
Hold on. There are instances where I think a lot of these fit into different categories. Players that don't have guaranteed money on their contracts, like Minka Fitzpatrick, for instance. Minka is supposed to make $31 million over the next 2 years, but none of it is guaranteed. So his goal and his agent's goal, I'm sure, is to get new guaranteed money from the Miami Dolphins. Not necessarily add a couple of years to the deal, guarantee the $30 million, and, you know, stretch out the deal. That allows the team to create some cap space, but he has to prove that he's still the Minka Fitzpatrick that used to make Pro Bowls, you know, to continue being paid at that rate. So that's what we've got going on. Then you got a situation like Zach Sealer, who's making less than $8 million a year. Zach Sealer's probably being paid half of what he can get on the open market if, let's say, he became a free agent. Zach Sealer's overachieves his contract. He clearly deserves to a bump in salary. This isn't a situation where he's coming every year to the organization saying, hey, pay me. I've over exceeded my expectations. No, this is a situation where the contract probably needs to be corrected. Same thing with John.
Yeah, but I get what this guy's saying, though, too. Like,
the player signed it, so they should honor it? How about the team?
Yeah.
How about the team? Does the team honor the contracts that they signed?
It makes sense, though, doesn't it? Or does it not? I don't know.
No, it doesn't. How does the team honor the contracts that they sign? The answer to that question is no. So why should a player honor the contract that he signs?
I just think you're setting a very bad precedent by continuing to renegotiate with guys every single year.
This part of the business of the NFL, man. This is what happens. This is the business time. You know, Jonnu was the 30th highest paid tight end. He wanted to get his contract adjusted. You know, Dolphins gave him an opportunity to go out there and field some offers from other teams. Mm-hmm. They fielded an offer. They got him an extra $12 million. You know, ultimately he's making $8 million a year, which I don't think is too bad. If I were Miami, I would have paid it. But clearly they preferred to package him and put him together and get Minka Fitzpatrick back. And I think it's a good move, especially when you got Darren Waller in your back pocket, which I don't think was a mystery to them. Oh, gee, the agent who is trading Jonnu Smith to Miami, all of a sudden he's got Darren Waller wants to come out of retirement and wants to play for the Miami Dolphins. I don't think that was a surprise move. I think that was a domino effect falling.
Boy, you were dug in on this Darren Waller thing, by the way. You were getting ripped on the text earlier for that. I just want you to know.
What do I not get ripped on the text for?
That's true. I mean, that's true, too. Yeah, you do. You do generally. Yeah,
like, Darren Waller.
Someone said, sounds like you buy your, you sounds like Omar buys his show takes at Costco on sale.
Okay. All right. That's cute. That's cute.
I thought it was kind of funny.
Once you make a commitment at a Costco purchase, you're committed, brother. Yeah. The chicken wings are pretty good, too.
This guy, this 609 guy, is really upset this morning. He says country club. He keeps calling me country club. I haven't played golf in 10 years, but you're the only person in 2025 that has never been to a wholesale store.
You did condo living, bro.
I know. I did not have the square footage to store such items, sir. I apologize.
You live a different life than he did.
I don't understand why everyone's so angry and nasty these days, man. Like if they don't live the way you live, It's like we have to, like, you know, get after him, right? Like, I'm sorry. I've never had the need to buy bulk.
Next he's going to call ICE on you.
And, well, I think it's nice what the other, like, another texter was like, now, you know, you have young kids and, you know, when they get, you know, as the children grow and all their friends come over to the house, you will appreciate Costco. Yeah, I can see why that would be a thing. But, like, I just never had a need in my life before to buy in bulk.
To buy 24 packs of toilet paper.
The stuff we bought yesterday was, like, I mean, it was comically large. Like, I mean, it was just, like, really, yeah. They were really big, big items. Like, I think I bought a bag of chicken nuggets, Omar. The thing was like a garbage bag full of nuggets. I mean, it was enormous.
Yeah.
The stuff was so big, it doesn't fit in bags. They don't use bags there.
Yeah. No. Yeah. You got.
She starts putting the stuff back in the cart, and I was like,
Costco's is also good for liquor.
No, there's a big mountain of boxes over there. It's what?
Costco's also good for liquor, by the way.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. I didn't see the liquor section. I didn't go to the middle portion of the store. We did the aisles on the side. I didn't go to the middle portion.
Oh, the middle portion,
it looked like the middle portion
was
clothes and toys and junk, and I just did not. That I knew was a slippery slope.
Yeah, especially with kids. You probably have kids with you.
Because I brought the 8-year-old. By the way, the 8-year-old was blown away by the store too. He thought the free samples were, like, really incredible. And I will tell you, I miss the free samples because they don't do those at the grocery stores anymore, as far as I could tell.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't see those on the aisles of the grocery store as much anymore. But let's see here, Omar. More coming in.
More Darren Waller hate. I don't understand.
Well,
why
the Darren Waller hate is like, because you compared him to Jonnu Smith, and that's where I think
very
that's
similar,
where you lose people.
Very similar skill set. Why wouldn't I compare him to Jonnu Smith? They're both really good athletes. Very similar skill set. They're both approaching or in their 30s. Jonnu was going to turn 30 this year. Darren Waller's 33. You know, okay, one has a drug history. One doesn't. Like, what?
Well, I think it's more than just that, though. He retired because he didn't want to play anymore, Omar.
He retired because he was finding himself falling into old habits. I don't think this, I don't want to play anymore. I don't think it's that clear, cut and dry. He found himself in a situation with a team where he wasn't happy, was getting a divorce, fighting depression, saw bad habits coming back. I think if you know addicts, that they try to avoid those kind of situations. Just, you know, so, you know, to not steamroll themselves into, you know, bad habits again. You know, Dan could speak on this, I'm sure. It's you know, it's a slippery slope when you're an addict. He probably did something to save his own life. I respect that.
Again, I go back to what I said earlier. I hope it's a great story. I hope we're talking about at the end of the season as a great comeback story, Omar. But, you know, these things don't always work out that way. And when the segment on this, the guy says, props, that was a great joke, Omar buys Costco takes. Omar buys his takes in bulk, apparently.
Yeah.
As I says, Costco, not Costco's, when there's no S on Costco, Omar. Everyone's just correcting you this morning.
See, that joke doesn't apply because people always say I change my opinion. So once you make a commitment in a Costco purchase, you're really committed.
Well, Texter did say, too, be careful with the items that go rotten. The bulk items tend to go bad. Get the croissants at Costco. They taste amazing. They did have quite a bakery section there.
Yeah, they do, but it's too much, too many baked goods. I don't need that many muffins. I don't need that many croissants in my life.
Yeah, there's just so much stuff there. There really was a lot of stuff. Zach and Cheetah both drew guys. This guy says we don't compete by week 8. They're gone. Less than 1 week until camp. Zach's not signed yet. Tells me we better. I don't know where the rest of that goes, but anyway, Omar. Yeah, Does Drew being Drew guys have anything to do with it? I don't.
Yeah,
that matters,
of course. Zach is a Drew guy. Yeah, let's secure Zach.
I think Drew does a tremendous job for his clients. I really do. If I was a player, Omar, that's the guy I'd hire. I don't think there's any question. That guy does a great job for his clients. And I know people get angry or whatever, but I don't think he cares. He doesn't care. He's doing what's best for his clients.
That's kind of what I would want my agent to do.
You would think, right?
So, yeah. No, absolutely. Now, the big good thing about Zach Seeler is he's had his contract adjusted twice by the Miami Dolphins And now this is a third time. It's important from this standpoint. If you want to talk about building the right kind of culture, Zach Seeler is the player that personifies the right kind of culture you want to build around. Now, if you want him to ingratiate his culture to the rest of his teammates, you certainly want to make sure that he's happy and he's taken care of. This offseason starts with taking care of Zach.
Well, we'll see. We'll see when that gets done. We do have some more stuff to get to here this morning, Omar. Texter says, I think you guys should take calls. It would be therapeutic. We took one call yesterday, Omar, and this guy was just like, he was screaming at me. And I don't know if he thought I was Joe or what, but he was like screaming at me for selling Dolphin Hope and I'm too positive about the team and I'm doing it for the sponsors. And I was like, I didn't know what the guy exactly was talking about, but
I'm actually writing a column for the Miami Herald that's going to appear in the papers today, online today, and in the papers tomorrow. Like, this fan base, I would say this, 40% of this fan base just wants absolute disaster because they feel that's the only way they're going to get change. And I think that's so unhealthy because you got to give this team a chance. They have a chance to produce 10 wins. They do. And now, unfortunately, a lot of fans don't want to see that 10 wins because they feel like that 10 wins isn't going to result in the kind of change that they want. And I say, hey, either you're a fan of a team or you're not. And, you know, I want to see them succeed. So I'm not sitting here selling you hope. I'm just telling you they have a chance to win 10 games. If that offensive line is improved and fixed and addressed, certainly not deep enough for my personal taste. But
I disagree with you on that, though, man. It's not like if you're a fan, you're a fan and you root for the team regardless. Like, at some point, something's got to give, man. Like, this, they haven't won a playoff game in 25 years.
Yeah.
Like, you can't expect. They're essentially, someone even said this earlier, the Dolphins feel like the Cubs or the Red Sox, and you're hoping that, I thought it was a great text, actually. I was going to get to it earlier. And the guy goes, this feels like you're the Cubs or the Red Sox, and you just hope they win a championship before you die.
Yeah.
Okay. Omar, I got to tell you, this team is so far away from competing at that level that it's troubling. It really is.
They're really not. And let me tell you how they're not.
All right, we got to go to break because
There is
no way that you can sell me on this team being anywhere in the realm of competing for a Super Bowl. I know you're going to try to do it, but I don't know, man. I just don't see how there's any possible way that that could happen. But all right, we'll take a pause. Omar will tell us how the Dolphins are a Super Bowl contender when we come back.
Hey, what's up, Flies? This is David Spade.
Dana Carvey.
Look, I know we never actually left, but I'll just say it. We are back with another season of Fly on the Wall.
Every episode, including ones with guests, will now be on video. Every Thursday, you'll hear us and see us chatting with big-name celebrities.
And every Monday, you're stuck with just me and Dana. We react to news, what's trending, viral clips.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
They're being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame this year, so they'll be spending a lot of time together, and hopefully it'll rekindle them to do another tour.
What happened there? Was there a falling out?
Yeah. No, there wasn't a falling out.
Jalen Ramsey situation?
Andre 3000 has social anxiety and is scared of performing.
Okay.
Except he's in movies, he released a solo work, he's done all that stuff. Yeah, I believe him. Andre 3000 is always like that, man. He's such a drama king, man. And Big Boy's the coolest dude in the world, and don't say he's not.
Yeah, no, Big Boy, listen, the funniest thing is the Jordan Peele skit, Key and Peele skit about them running into each other in Atlanta. I don't know if you've ever seen it where it's like Big Boy's just, they meet each other, they run into each other like a Starbucks, and Big Boy's all normal and Andre's super weird. And that's how it's been their whole career. So they continue to support one another. So it'll be interesting to see what happens. I just want one more tour.
Well, it can happen, man. We've seen a lot of bands get back together. I saw Blink-182 at the Heat Arena. They got back together. By the way, they put on a hell of a show. Dan would probably be better at this than me, though. You know, a lot of bands seem to have gotten back together recently, Dan.
Of course. I mean, there was a time where Blink-182, no way, Tom DeLonge not only took shots at Mark Hoppus and Travis Barker, but took shots at their family And then said,
did they really?
Yeah. Wow. Talking about their wife and kids and Uh-oh. Chasing aliens and everything. They're like, this is it. It's over. We're back together. It's all good. And then they sing songs about, you know, we miss each other. We love
man,
each other.
Man, a Vegas residency. Come on, man. That'd be like a million a show. Think about it. Let's not to say that they need money, but who doesn't need money? Come on.
Those Vegas shows, by the way, apparently there's like this misconception out there. I had always like thought this growing up. Because my my parents would be like, oh, you know, you go to Vegas, everything's cheap. The hotels are cheap. The shows
are
cheap.
That's what I thought.
Everything's cheap.
No.
Yeah.
The shows in Vegas are outrageously expensive. Like, we were there, like, Bruno Mars was doing shows there. And his tickets were like, I could get a Super Bowl ticket easier than to get in that little theater to see Bruno Mars.
Yeah, man.
And who else was there? Adele. Was there? Her tickets are like astronomically expensive.
J-Lo had her Vegas residency ushered. I mean, that's the way to go. But think about it. 30 days, a million a show. Come on. Come on, Outkast. Let's get this done.
And you would go. You would go for that.
I would go and I'd pay whatever the cost is.
Really?
Whoa.
Is that one of your grail shows that you have to like?
It's on my bucket list.
Bucket list show. You've never seen that.
Here's the thing. I have a major regret in life that Prince was doing this one-man piano show the year that he died, and it came to Miami, and it was expensive, and I wanted to go, but I didn't want to put the money out, and I was like, yeah, I'll see him next time he comes around, and unfortunately, there was no next time.
Yeah, but you can't. I mean, if you can't afford to go at the time or you don't shell out the money, you don't shell out the money. You can't, like, predict the person's going to die.
Yeah, but we got to get. Do you notice? And this is something that I really want to say with conviction, and hopefully it'll change. Do you notice in South Florida, everybody, Kendrick Lamar is doing a worldwide tour.
Okay.
It's not coming here. It's not coming.
It's not coming here.
Most tour, I forget what group it was that I saw. They were just launching a tour and releasing a tour. Guess what? It's not coming here. Most tours, and I think me and Dan Dave talked about this. I've noticed a lot.
I don't know about most. I've noticed a lot. They do seem to skip Miami. I don't know why. I mean, we have the facilities here, and people are willing to spend big
money.
They'll
go to Orlando. They'll go to Tampa. They will not come here. And I understand it's a long drive out of the state. Yep. So sometimes they start here or they end here. But, bro, we do not get the tours and the concerts, performances that we should.
It's business.
And It's a big it's 100% problem.
Business. Why though? Like I don't. Okay. That doesn't make any sense to me. Dan would probably would know the answer is more
easy.
Than I would, but
first
why?
Of all, it's a promoter that's willing to pay for it. Here, you have a very multicultural crowd that maybe you might not be able to draw or get as much for a ticket. Also, it is a huge expense and to go out of your way to come all the way down to South Florida. Places like Houston, Dallas, very simple. As you're crossing the country, you're crossing that city and state anyway. Here, you have to make a concerted effort to come down and go back up. Therefore, you have to pay more money because it's time and effort for the band, unless they can route you through Orlando, Miami, and Tampa. So it's 100% business and how much the promoter is willing to pay.
Interesting.
It's just unfair, man. I would love to be New York where every concert goes there. Every performer goes through there.
Because they're willing to pay, and they can jump around, and they can go to different cities in that different area.
But you just said you didn't want to shell out money to see a show, Omar. What do you think shows at Madison Square Garden are cheap?
No. I pay for concerts. I know, but I'm
asking you, like, do you think Madison Square Garden, it's cheap
it's not
there
even
to
Madison
go to
Square
shows?
Garden.
You want to compete with the New Yorkers to buy tickets?
It's not even Madison Square Garden. It's the smaller venues. Like, I did a Jeezy concert just a month ago where, like, it was the coolest thing because we dressed up in tuxes. Everybody had to dress up in evening wear for a Jeezy concert because it was a symphony concert. And that was a moment. It didn't have a big arena. The tickets weren't super cheap. I would do that. There's a Monica and Brandy concert. Not that I want to go to Monica and Brandy, but that's being toured around. And the question is, will it come
down
to
South Florida?
You're
upset that it won't come here.
Yeah, I'm bothered that concerts just don't come here, man.
But you don't want to go, but you're just upset that it's not coming.
No.
I thought of it not coming.
I'm a concert goer. I do go.
Yeah, I'm going to a concert tomorrow in West Palm. I'm going to a concert.
I mean, I'll go to West Palm.
That's far, bro. That amphitheater is far away.
Yeah.
It's far away from anyone. There's no one that lives out there. That's just too far. What is it, like Wellington? That is just too far. All right, we got to take a pause. Omar's upset the concerts aren't coming to see him. What we got to get Omar? Someone says Kendrick might not sell out. That's not my wheelhouse.
Are you crazy? Kendrick would sell out South Florida. Come on, Kendrick is all. I've seen him in concert in South Florida like twice. He's
I am done guessing better on who can sell out, who cannot sell out. I have no idea. Someone said Morgan Wallen is here this weekend. Is that this weekend at
the
stadium?
I'm hearing. Jamie says at Hard Rock Stadium or. Stadium, yeah.
So that must, I don't.
Country
I don't
know. Does really well. You'd be surprised. Everywhere country does well.
Yeah, I have no idea how that show is selling. I don't know. I know that like a Coldplay show, Omar, that one sold out pretty quickly. Two shows. Taylor Swift sold out three shows.
Come on.
At the stadium. So there are people down here.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.